From the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington this Wednesday. Two workers in an East Georgia elections office have tested positive for COVID-19. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the issues McDuffie County is facing.
The small county west of Augusta is without its absentee clerk and front desk receptionist after they both tested positive for the virus. Election supervisor Phyllis Wheeler had to also send home six part-time staff and get tested for the virus herself. None of the employees worked with voters in polling places, but Wheeler says being short-staffed will still be a challenge.
We're a small county, but we've just been overwhelmed by the number of ballots coming back. We processed already over 3,500.
Only 64 people voted in person during the first 2 days of early voting. Counties across the state are processing record numbers of mail-in ballots. Because of the coronavirus, the state is encouraging people to vote by mail. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Meanwhile, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp apologized yesterday for a mistake in Georgia's COVID-19 count. This week, the Department of Community Health mistakenly included the results of several hundred antibody tests in its report instead of the diagnostic tests used to detect the virus. Speaking to WSB, Kemp addressed the situation.
We're dealing with a lot of data, a lot of different people that are sending us the data, and then we're trying to compile that and get it out as quickly as we can. And that was something that was fixed very quickly. I would just urge the public to be patient. We've been very transparent. Every number that we got is on our website.
Last week, Kemp issued another apology after the state released a misleading graph that appeared to show cases declining in several counties. The city of Savannah is distributing 4,500 cloth face coverings to the community this week. The mask can be picked up at City Hall during normal business hours or at a number of fire stations. Los Angeles-based apparel company Bella Canvas donated the equipment to the city. The CDC does recommend wearing cloth masks in public settings where social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, like grocery stores and pharmacies. Food stamp recipients in Georgia will soon be able to use their benefits for online purchases. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced today Georgia and 12 other states will get access to online buying. The two-year test program includes partnerships with Amazon, Walmart, and ShopRite. And the University of Georgia is simplifying its admission process for the 2021 freshman class. UGA will now accept the common application, which is used by about 900 colleges and universities. This allows students to complete a single application in order to apply to multiple schools. The change won't affect UGA's fall 2020 freshman class, which has already been admitted. Georgia State, Emory, Georgia Tech, Mercer, and other local schools already accept the common application. For more of today's stories, go to gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.